Are you ready to expand your life in reality? Join us for the next hour with Jamie Bates as she shares life-changing thoughts, techniques, and awarenesses to help you expand your reality. Listen every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Hello and welcome. I am Jamie Bates, consciousness facilitator and expander of realities. My mission with my radio show is to create greater awareness of what is possible and to expand you beyond the limitations of this reality. I am grateful that you're joining me today. And today I'm talking about emotional distractors. These are emotions that, once triggered, take us completely out of being present. Most of us function in several of these emotional distractors, and most of us hate that we function in them. The biggest distractor paradigms are, and this is not limited to, but these are the biggest distractor paradigms that that I mostly see most people functioning within is anger, rage, fury, hate, fear, doubt, blame, shame, regret, and guilt. Now, that's not every single one of them. It's pretty much any emotional paradigm where once you start kind of jumping on that emotional bandwagon, once you get on it, right, you can't change it. You know, those are just to name a few of those, right? You know, and we all know those places where, you know, you get on that path. I kind of like to call it the wheel, right? You get on the wheel of that emotion, and all of a sudden you literally have no control over what you're doing. And again, most of us hate that we function within them, right? You know, getting on that distractor of like, let's look at the energy of anger. You know, it's like once triggered in kind of that energy of anger, you know, it's like you're like unstoppable. Right, you go right into that that rage, the fury, the hate. Right, it's like it one triggers the other, and you just all of a sudden become dancing on that wheel of that emotional distraction. And so today, I want to kind of talk about them, and I want to talk about ways that you can shift and change those, so you no longer have to function within that paradigm. And I personally struggled with anger, rage, fury, and hate. That was a big one for me. I was one of those that once I was triggered in it, there was just no stopping it. And, you know, and then comes the blame and shame and the regret and guilt afterwards, right? So it was a huge cycle for me where I would be triggered in that emotional anger, rage, fury, and hate. And then I would go right to that blame, shame, regret, and guilt. And I danced on that wheel for many, many, many years of my life. And there was so many times I hated myself for doing that. And so today I want to give you a different option. I want you to look at where you're functioning in a distractor paradigm and how you can start really untangling yourself from it and allowing yourself to have a choice to choose something different. So let's go ahead and get started today and go ahead and put your barriers down. Your barriers down. Keep going. And let's go ahead and we're going to expand out. So if you've never expanded out before, you're just going to allow your being to expand, not your body. So go ahead and make yourself as big as the state that you're in. You're going to go all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. Just expanding your being just by listening to my voice. There's nothing that you have to do or visualize or say. Just allow your being to expand. And go ahead and make yourself as big as the country that you're in, all the way out and all the way down and all the way up. And go ahead and make yourself out as big as the planet that we're on. Bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster, bigger, faster. And the universe. In the multiverse, multiple universes. And let's times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million, times that by a million. All the way out to the space of who you be. as the infinite being that you be. Awesome. So today, looking at this paradigm of emotional distractors. So these emotional distractors, once you see them differently, it's really easy to change them. When you think about the different paradigms that you function within, you know, for me, I don't even really know that I even really realized that I was functioning in that. Like, I never even really considered that I was angry until I really got far enough into consciousness that I could see. I don't want to say I didn't know. I mean, I knew I was on some level, but there was so much fog around my actions. So everywhere there's fog around your actions that you're not allowed to see, you're not allowed to choose, you're not allowed to everything all of that is. And all of that, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. You know, when we look at these, I want you to really even explore with the idea that you may actually be locked into these paradigms through other lifetimes, through commitments, through agreements, through these places where you decided you would uphold certain systems, certain constructs. So like, I'm gonna look at it like this. Like, if I have agreements with, let's say, my husband, that my current husband that I'm in right now, right, in relationship with right now, if I have all of these agreements with him that says, you know, lifetime after lifetime, we will play different roles for ourselves. We will activate different areas and allow ourselves to play different roles for each other. Like maybe one lifetime, I'm just going to be the angry woman. Woman that continually breaks down his spirit. Like, what if you really literally can have commitments with people around you like that? And that was one of the things I really started working on when I really started breaking down these paradigms of emotional distractors. I started looking at, where do I literally have no choice? Where is everywhere that you have no choice within an emotional distractor? All of that. Whereas everywhere you've aligned and agreed with anger, rage, fury, hate, fear, doubt, blame, shame, regret, and guilt. So everything, all of that is, go all the way out and all the way out and all the way out and all the way out. Resisted and reacted to. Keep going. Defended for. All the way out. Defended against. And righteous for. And righteous against. When everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And all you have to say is, I choose that now, please. I don't know if I said that before. And we're just going to vaporize. What we're doing here is we are actually releasing you from these paradigms of energetic lockup, if you will. These paradigms where you've stored this information as something real and true for you. And what we're doing is we're changing that energy. We're clearing that energy out so you get to have a different choice. Now, the thing about when we do these clearings is if at any time you clear something that that you feel like you might need later or any of that, like the thing is you can clear these areas and all you're going to actually do is give yourself more awareness, but you can always re-choose anything that you would like to re-choose. So essentially what we're doing is we're doing clearings from my different programs that I offer on Expand Your Reality. And I'm in the process right now of creating all kinds of really cool stuff that will be launching soon. And I currently have just recently launched a Patreon, which actually has a lot of these emotional distractor clearings in there. Takes kind of the individual paradigms and really clears out all of these places where you have aligned and agreed with them and stored them as real and true for yourself and stopped yourself from having choice. Because the thing is is all of these, they really are a system. It's a looping system that is designed to keep you triggered within the construct. And as long as you're triggered within the construct, you can never have choice. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. Everywhere you're stuck in that, everywhere you're looping in that, everywhere you feel like you have literally no choice over the emotional well-being of yourself. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Now, when I ask, like, you know, if you can choose to remove all of that from all of your universes, essentially what I'm doing is I've expanded you out to the space of the infinite being that you be, right? And you are an infinite being with infinite choice. And when you start really asking these questions, because we do live in an ask and receive universe, right? So when I pinpoint these exact energies and I say, you know, where are you functioning in the emotional distractor of, let's say, anger, rage, fury, and hate? And what that's actually doing is it's actually bringing the energy of that up. Okay, and when I say, do you want to choose to clear that? And you say, yes, I choose that now. This is your universe. You get to decide. And so what happens is you actually start clearing these places where you have this emotional charge. You have this looping paradigm that's actually keeping you from having a different choice. So whenever I ask you, would you like to choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And you say, yes, I choose that now. Let's just do that. Let's remove all of that from all of the universes and everything all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And you say, yes, I choose that now. We're just going to vaporize, 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 vaporize. You're essentially changing the energy, space, and consciousness of who you be. And the thing is when we look at these emotional distractors, and we look at these places that, like, let's say if you function within anger, like I used to function within anger, okay? And when something happened, right, there was literally no choice. And if you've ever functioned in anger, you know how intense it can get. Like, there was times I felt like, I literally had no control over my body. And, you know, a lot of times, like if you go to anger management or you know someone who has an anger problem, right? You go to this, maybe you go to counseling or maybe you go somewhere where they want to sit and talk about the anger. But the thing is talking about it is, I don't want to say it can't change it because obviously I know there's people in this world that have changed it that way. But many people can't change it that way because it's not something that's wrong with you. And that's where the shift really becomes, is when you start to identify that the reason I get triggered in anger is not something that's wrong with me. It's something that I'm stuck in. Yeah, and everything, all of that is, and all of that, 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 all of that. And everywhere you might be stuck in anger, and go all the way down, and 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 everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Where is everywhere you might be upholding anger for others? And all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way out, and all the way down, and all the way out, and all the way down. And everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. We're just going to kind of clear out more and more and more of this, you know, especially as a teenager for myself, one of the things I started to really realize is when I thought I had an anger problem, right? I had identified with this idea that I had an anger problem. And once, again, once you define it as a problem, you start storing it as a wrongness of you. And so it's really, really hard to change it from that aspect of making it a problem, right? So what I actually did was because, see now, if you function within one of these emotional distractors, that actually means that you have a large space of that energy stored within the energy space and consciousness of who you are. Now, when I say structure or construct, what I'm really looking at is, to me, it really looks like, you know, if we look at the matrix as a whole, right? If you've ever looked at like energetically what the quote unquote matrix systems looks like, right? It looks like all of these like this code. Now, for me, the energy space and consciousness of who you be is code. It's code. It's when this happens, this is how you react. We have all of this coding within the energy space and consciousness of who we be. Now this coding is essentially kind of running, the infinite being that you be, right? The space of the body that you have. So when this happens, this is how you react. When this happens, this is how you react. When this happens, this is how you react, right? And so essentially like, the more you react to a system, the more times, like let's say if you have a system of anger, the more times that you get triggered in anger, the more times you choose anger. And again, it's not even a choice because it's one of those things that auto responds. The space of anger becomes bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then it becomes harder and harder and harder to stop yourself. Right. And every time you get triggered with one person in particular, especially if you have a relationship with someone that you have anger issues with, every time you get triggered with that person, your space, your energy space and consciousness of anger becomes larger. Now, I'm talking about anger in particular here, but this is really true for any of these emotional distraction paradigms. Okay. So if it's guilt that you function within, if it's, and I'm going to kind of go through each one of these that I talked about initially and kind of clear different spaces for each and every one of these. Because I think every single one of us is dealing with emotional distractors of at least every one of these. I was looking at the distractor paradigms as a whole before I recorded this call. And these were the ones that kind of stuck out the greatest for me. Now, again, there's more than just this, because we all know there's lots of places we get emotionally triggered, right? But these are the ones that really stood out for me today. So these are the ones that I'm working on. But within saying that, it's like what actually happens, especially with like within the anger paradigm, what I found to be true was, okay, so if I like to be triggered in anger, then I more than likely was going to surround myself with people who were kind of that equal and opposite energy where like what I found, in, especially in relationship, is I was kind of paired in relationship with people who had the intensity of anger that I had, but also who had that equal and opposite paradigm of feeling that blame, shame, regret, and guilt. And even like when I was triggered with anger, right, they would go more into being triggered in shame and vice versa. And the more shameful they felt, the more anger it would kind of spark within the energy space and consciousness of who I was. And so I spent a majority of my teenage years and early 20s really looping and having relationships that didn't work for me, surrounding myself with even friends and significant others who really just triggered me emotionally. Yeah, and everywhere you're doing that and everywhere you're surrounded by people who trigger you emotionally, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. And we're just going to give you more space to untangle, unwind, and release. Untangle, unwind, and release. Untangle, unwind, and release. More space, more space, more space. Yeah. And you know, it's this, it's kind of this surrendering to realizing that, you know what, I don't like when I get emotionally triggered. I don't like the way that it feels. And you know, if you look at when you get emotionally triggered, what happens? You have this intensity that comes over your body, right? And all of a sudden, all of this energy is expended, no matter what emotion you're talking about, right? You have this big, huge expansion of energy. And then when it's over, you have that low, like you have that really, really high and you have that really, really low. For me, that's the polarity in this reality. It's the highs and the lows. It's the emotional intensity that keeps you looping within this reality, because that's what this reality is. It's the highs and the lows. Now, if you look at someone who's been diagnosed with like bipolar or something, right, they say that they have the highs and the lows, but really, I mean, don't we all have the highs and lows? Yeah, everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. More space. So when you get out of these distractor paradigms, what happens is you become kind of this even keel. You kind of have this like continual space of kind of just like I don't want to say flatness, because it's not a flatness. It's like, for me, it just feels like ease. It's like all of a sudden I no longer have to react to other people's choices. I no longer have to engage and make myself feel bad about anything. Because I can actually stay in this space of ease. And the reality is ease is who you are. This third dimensional paradigm that we've been playing in within this reality has these constructs of these distractor paradigms that we've been playing in here. This first, second, and third dimension that we've been in pre-2012 is where all of these distractors really exist. And once you realize that the distractor is just a system, it's just something that's keeping you looping, it's actually not really part of who you are. It's not a wrongness of who you be. It's just a paradigm that you're stuck in. And you don't have to stay within the constructs of it, because you are an infinite being with infinite choice, and you can choose to release yourself from them. Everything doesn't allow that for you. All of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. More space. So let's look at the energy of rage. I know these kind of go hand in hand, right? Anger and rage are kind of the same, but rage is a little bit of a different frequency. And rage has such a fire behind it, right? Such an intensity around it. Whereas everywhere that you're stuck in rage, you have no choice around rage. Everything, all of that is, all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? I would like to say, you know, what changes for you when you really get out of these distractors is you start to realize that your world starts to show up differently. And it's from the everyday stuff too. Like when I functioned really dynamically within these anger, rage, fury, and hate constructs, it seemed like everywhere I went, people were willing to enrage me, like even from like the restaurant, right, to going into Tim Hortons to buy food. One time, probably 10 years ago, I was actually going through the drive-through at a restaurant, and I was asking a question, and I had asked a question, and I wasn't being rude. I was really being very nice to the woman on the drive-thru. And she answered the question, but she didn't answer the question I asked. And so I asked the question again. And again, she didn't actually answer the question. I was asking what came with the combo. And she said, whatever you want. And I said, well, like, is it, you know, I was actually, I won't say the name of the restaurant, but I was actually at a place where they had, like, they had soups, they had bagels, they had macaroni and cheese. And so I said, can I get all of them? And she said, you can get whatever you want. And I said, okay. And I ordered what I wanted with the side. And she said, for F's sake, I didn't say it came with that over the thing, but she actually said the F word. And I was like, I was sitting there and I remember the rage that came over my body. And I said, did you just say the F word to me over the speaker? And she just started blah, 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 I mean, just spewing out all of this anger. And I remember at that point in my life thinking to myself, like, this has to change. Even though it wasn't me that was actually doing it, I was finding myself triggered in situations like that where, again, I go back to, if you have a large area of this, so I had a large area of the anger, rage, fury, and hate, and that attracts the equal and the opposite. Okay, so what I found, no matter where I went, was people were willing to enrage me. They were willing to make me angry. They were willing to make me hate them, even though I didn't want to. I didn't want to. I didn't want to go to a restaurant and have bad service. I didn't want to, leave the house and have a cashier be rude to my face. Like, I didn't want that. But I was standing in so much space of it, I was becoming the effect of it. And everywhere you're doing that, and everywhere you're the effect of the distractors in your life, all the way down, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. Whereas everywhere people are willing to enrage you. All the way down, everything, all of that is. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. Vaporize. Where's everywhere that you've aligned and agreed with rage? Keep going. Resisted and reacted to rage. Ooh, because if you resist and react, you actually store it as your real and true. Defended for rage. Defended against rage. Righteous for rage. And righteous against rage. And everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. More space. Yeah, just let that vortex all the way out and all the way out and all the way out and all the way out. Let's talk about the energy of fury for a moment. Fury is also an intense energy, but it's kind of like a swirling energy. And together with the anger, rage, fury, it's like it hits you at all aspects, right? The fury is kind of like a tunnel. It gives you that tunnel vision. It truly stops you from seeing anything different except for the upset in front of you. Everything, all of that is. In all of that, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Everywhere you're stuck in the tunnel, right there. Everywhere you have no choice to get out. Everything all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, just let that vortex all the way through. And hate, let's look at the energy of hate. Where's everywhere that you're stuck in hate? Oh, all the way down, 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 all the way down. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, and just keep letting that vortex all the way through, 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 all the way through. So where's anywhere that you're stuck in anger, rage, fury, and hate, and you can't change it, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Yeah, and just let that vortex all the way through, all the way through, all the way through, all the way through. Awesome. I do have a full version, long version on the Patreon of the anger, rage, fury, and hate clearing. If you really truly require a deeper cleaning of this, yeah, let's just vortex it all the way through, all the way through. And on the Patreon, it's actually, I think it's $9.99 you can get, or maybe it's $19.99. I only have a $9.99, $19.99 version, and you get access to all kinds of clearings. And within there is all of the distractor paradigms so far that I have recorded. So let's look at the energy of fear. Where is everywhere that you're looping in fear and you're not allowed to get out? Ooh, everything, all of that is. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. What does fear do? You know, I talk often to clients, especially when I first start talking to them, because they'll have a lot of fear. Because most of us, let's face it, like we're infinite beings, right? And we are aware of all kinds of beings all around us at all times. And what happens to your body when you go into a fear reaction? Right? We feel that, right? You feel that all through your whole body. When something scares you, you feel that from your head to your toe. And what happens? Your body goes into complete shutdown, right? When you get scared and you get fearful of something, especially something that you see in the night maybe, or something that you feel around your body, right? Your body goes into that fear reaction. Now, what if it's not real? And what if it's not true? And what if there's actually nothing to be scared of? You know, one of the things I talk often to people about when I first start working with them is oftentimes, especially that stuff that we can perceive that scares us, you know, the beings and spirits that are around us that put us in that fear reaction. Oftentimes those beings don't actually, like, they're not there to scare you. What's actually going on is they're excited. They're ready to talk to you. They know you can feel them, and they want to tell you something. And so what they're actually doing is they're approaching you to tell you something, but your body, that system of fear that you're functioning within, puts up your barriers and starts resisting them. And then what happens? Like, let's just think about that for a second. When you were little and someone ignored you, right? What did you do? You didn't just like walk away, right? You stood there like, mom, 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 right? If you have kids, you feel the pain of, you cannot ignore a child, right? They're going to stand there and they're going to continue to say your name 8,000 times until you say, what do you want? Right? What do you need from me, child? It's kind of the same thing. Yeah. And so oftentimes, if you're feeling a lot of fear in your life, if you're feeling a lot of fear about the things going on around you, oftentimes all you have to actually do is put your barriers down and come into contact with the energy and allow yourself to receive from it, and then it will go away. Fear is a lie. Fear is something that keeps you protected. It keeps you in a bubble. It keeps you from actually seeing what's real and true. Yeah, and everywhere you're functioning within fear, everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. And we're going to go bigger with that, bigger with that, bigger with that, bigger with that. Take out everywhere you've aligned and agreed with that, resisted and reacted to that, defended for, defended against, righteous for, and righteous against. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. Anywhere where that's tangled within doubt. And that fear and that doubt is there, right? That doubt stops you from knowing what you know, doesn't it? Because you go, it's this and this and this, and the doubt goes, but what if you're wrong? But what if you're not right? But what if you don't really know everything all of that is? Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of your universes? And can we just choose that now? Vaporize, 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 vaporize. Anywhere you're spinning in doubt instead of knowing what you know, where you've aligned and agreed with doubt, resisted and reacted to doubt, defended for, defended against, righteous for, righteous against. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. We're going to straighten that out. Straighten that loop out. Straighten that loop out. Giving you contributions to really standing in what you know with ease. Standing more in what you know with ease. Standing more in what you know with ease. Standing more in what you know with ease. What if you always know? What if that first instinct that you always get is always right? What if you could, without a doubt, always know everything that doesn't allow that for you? And all of that, 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 can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Vaporize, vaporize, vaporize. Bigger and faster and bigger and faster and bigger and faster and bigger and faster. And integrate more of you and more of you and more of you and more of you. You guys, it's time to always know what you know. It's time to stop doubting what you know. Yeah, and just integrate more of that energy there and just receive for a moment here. Just receive, just receive, just receive, just receive, just receive, just receive, just receive. Now I want to talk about, as we just allow ourselves to receive that strength and that courage within, I want to talk about blame, shame, regret, and guilt. Now these four here, they're pretty extensive, pretty heavy paradigms, right? That paradigm of blame. That paradigm of blame really is one of those that really stops us from taking that personal responsibility for our lives and really stops us from really truly standing in the true creator of our reality. Because as long as we are blaming other people for things that are going on in our life, instead of really reflecting in like this space of like knowing what you know and allowing yourself to really become the powerful creator that you can. You are an infinite being with infinite choice. You know, there's plenty of places in our life, especially up till now, where we have maybe done things that weren't our best choice, and potentially we put ourselves in positions and situations that weren't the most brilliant of things, right? We have said things, we've done things that maybe we're not proud of. But part of that, that wholeness and really becoming that true space of that awakening conscious being is realizing that there's no one to blame for anything that's happened in your life. Everything is a product of the energy, space, and consciousness in which you function within. And let me tell you what, we've had lifetimes after lifetimes after lifetimes after lifetimes of decisions and points of views and agreements and commitments, right? And here we are recycling in those energies. And now we're in this powerful time of change and transformation. And we get to see that there's no one else but ourselves that is the creator of our reality. And the faster that we see that, and the faster that we allow that idea to percolate within our energy, space, and consciousness, the faster we get to see that there is no one to quote unquote blame for anything any longer. Not even ourselves. We can't even blame ourselves. When I was talking about that paradigm of anger, rage, fury, and hate, and how I functioned within that so long, and you know, to look at having bad service even at a restaurant and to think that was my fault, that was a stretch for me for a really long time. And I'm not going to say it was my fault in any way, shape, or form, because that's still blame, right? But realizing that I was functioning within the paradigms of anger, rage, fury, and hate, realizing that was a big part of my life, realizing that was a big part of where I functioned at, I got to start saying, you know what? I don't actually want to function there anymore. I want to take personal responsibility from this point forward for everything that's going on in my life. I am an infinite being with infinite choice, and I get to choose what I want my life to look like. I get to choose, no one else. So if anything shows up in my future right now, if anything shows up in my present moment that I don't like, if there's a rude person that comes in my field, instead of reacting to that energy, instead of becoming engaged within it, I'm going to stop myself. And I'm going to say, you know what? Not today. Not today. I will not play that ping pong game today. I choose to be the ease and space within myself. And I am an infinite being, and I get to choose. I have infinite choice. I will no longer blame or shame anyone any longer. I get to decide everything that doesn't allow that for you. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Just let that vortex through, let that vortex through, let that vortex. More space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space, more space. Anywhere you're functioning within shame for who you are and what you be and what you chose and how you acted. Everything, all of that is. All of that, 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 all of that. Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes, and can we just choose that now? Just look at the energy of shame for a minute. What happens when you feel shame, right? You feel really bad for yourself and you get really, really low. It's kind of the same thing with regret and guilt, right? It's like, it's a really, really low vibration. And once you choose it, it just expands that low vibration all the way out. And it literally gives you no option for any other energies. It just makes you marinate in those low vibrations. You know, everything is just a choice. Sometimes we do things that we're not proud of. And at that very moment, you have an opportunity to go, you know what? I did something that I'm not proud of. And I am actually gonna revoke that. I'm actually gonna change my mind about that. I'm actually gonna react differently. You have the power within you to do that. You have the power to take those shameful feelings, those energies where you feel that shame, regret, and that guilt. You have the power to actually change that. Everything that doesn't allow that for you. And all of that, 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 all of that. Can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, when I really started changing these paradigms for myself, I went through a lot of places where I really felt shameful for who I had been. And you know, what I really did for myself, not for anyone else, but really for myself, was I went back through everywhere I felt shame, everywhere I felt shameful for what I did. And I pulled energy through each and every one of those situations. So let's take a situation where you feel shame or regret or guilt, something that maybe that's happened to you recently, something that's happened to you in the past, whatever it may be, something that you're looping in, thinking about all of the time. Think about that situation. Go ahead and put it out in front of you. And let's go ahead and pull pure positive life force energy from behind that situation, through that situation, through the space in between. And let's just receive that pure positive life force energy into your body and being. So you're pulling and receiving from that situation, just pulling and receiving pure positive life force energy, pulling and receiving, pulling and receiving, pulling and receiving. Allowing yourself to take some nice deep breaths, pulling and receiving and pulling and receiving and pulling and receiving and pulling and receiving. And let's send back this energy of gratitude. So we're going to take gratitude energy and we're going to kind of take it from our arm area, from our armpits, and we're going to send back gratitude and we're going to fill that situation with gratitude. We're still pulling and receiving from the situation. We're going to fill the situation with gratitude. Fill the situation with gratitude and pull that gratitude all the way through and pull that gratitude back into you, making this circle of gratitude on either side of your body, sending the situation gratitude, pulling the gratitude through, pulling it all the way through, receiving it into your body and being, pulling and receiving. Really being grateful for that experience that you had, grateful for all of the people that were in it, grateful for the space of you. Take some nice deep breaths, nice deep breaths, nice deep breaths. Releasing yourself, releasing others. And what I did was I pulled and received, and then I actually went back to the people and said, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry for the upset that I caused. And I have decided I'm not going to live my life like that any longer. And I'm choosing differently. Now, you don't have to necessarily apologize. Really depends on the energy of the situation. But if you go to the situation now and you think about the situation now, it should feel differently, right? There should be more space there. It should be some more lightness there. Where's everywhere that you have functioned within that energy of shame that you couldn't change? Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. I have a couple more here that I want to get through before the hour is up. So let's look at the energy of regret. Oh, regret is such a slippery slope, isn't it? Because you can spin on regret forever. Shoulda, woulda, coulda, right? But the reality is the past is the past and the future is the future. And every single time you play in the energy of regret, you are telling the universe all of those terrible, awful things about you, and you're invoking those experiences in your universe again, everywhere all of that is. Can you just choose to be done with all of that? And can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. You know, I really suggest if you're in a lot of regret about situations, especially if it's about situations where people have passed on and you can no longer have a connection with those people, I really suggest going through and pulling and receiving on each one of those situations and giving yourself the choice to really release yourself from within that looping paradigm of regret. You cannot change the past. You can only change moving forward, and you can change the way you feel about the situation, giving yourself space to be able to move on without the heaviness. Yeah, and everything that doesn't allow that for you, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize, 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 vaporize. Now, really, if you're really functioning in a lot of emotional distractors, I really, really 100% suggest you join me on Patreon. you can go to www.patreon, which is patreon.com, and look up Jamie Bates. I have right now, I think there's like, I don't know, maybe 20 audios on there. I'm adding more audios continuously. These audios are designed to really, I'm going to say, push you through into a new energy space and consciousness. These are audios that I used to sell in a program that really has been a huge life changer for so many people who have taken it. There is very, very long clearings within each one of these paradigms that can really unlock you and unhook you and allow you to really step into that place of ease for yourself. Yeah, nice deep breath. You can also check out my website at www.jamie-bates.com. You can also check out my Expand Your Reality Facebook page. We have just a minute here. I'm just going to kind of look at the energy of guilt real quick. So where's anywhere that you still feel guilty, that you're functioning within guilt, where guilt has you looping with no other choice? Everything, all of that is, can we just choose to remove all of that from all of the universes? And can we just choose that now? And vaporize. Take a nice deep breath. Nice deep breath. Nice deep breath. Nice deep breath. And just settle all the way into that, giving yourself space and possibility. Space and possibility. So today we did a lot of clearing here on these big distractor paradigms. And again, this is not all of them. There is more. You can join my Patreon for as little as $9.99 a month or $19.99 a month and really get access to all of these distractor clearings. Really get you out of the emotional distraction and get you into being present in your life, being the energy of ease that is, and I tell you, it's one of those things where you can never really describe what it feels like to live your life in ease until you start living in ease. When you're no longer emotionally ping-ponged in these energies of emotional intensities, everything is different. From the trip to the grocery store to the way that you interact with your family, you now have choice to choose how you're going to react and choose what your life is going to be like instead of being the effect of these emotional distractors. So thank you so much for listening to me today, and I hope that you will join me in something in the future, and I look forward to connecting to you in some way, shape, or form, and thank you so much. Have a great day. Bye.
You have been listening to Expand Your Reality with your host, Jamie Bates. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.